Under Section 18C, it's unlawful to offend, insult, humiliate or intimidate a person or a group of people because of the colour of their skin or because of their ethnic background or their nationality. That's the basic scheme that we've had now for the last 21 years, and it has worked very well. The government is now proposing a number of changes to replace the words offend, insult and humiliate with the word harass. The section would read that it's unlawful to harass or intimidate a person because of their race or their ethnic background or nationality. That would allow, if it was passed, a very wide range of quite ugly and serious forms of racial vilification to be published, which at the moment are unlawful, because not every form of racial vilification satisfies the legal definition of a harassment or intimidation. So, for example, in the past, the Jewish community has successfully taken legal action against people who have published very severe forms of Holocaust denial, gratuitous insults to the Jewish people and the Jewish community and so on, and we've been successful. Under these changes, we probably would not have been successful. That's one problem. Also in the past, under the existing law, the Jewish community has made complaints under Section 18C to the Human Rights Commission about really serious anti-Semitic comments that are posted on social media or elsewhere online. This has gone to a conciliation process at the Human Rights Commission. The end result has been that all of those anti-Semitic posts have come down. They've been taken down or they've been made inaccessible from Australia. By comparison, in the United States, where they don't have such a law and where they have the First Amendment, which gives them a much broader right to free speech, so-called free speech in this sort of case, Jewish communities have approached the same social media platform providers and internet service providers to remove the same sort of content, and they have been unsuccessful. So it's a very important tool for us here in Australia to combat anti-Semitism. And anti-Semitism, as we know, is a very old, ugly form of prejudice. It's probably the oldest form of prejudice that has existed continuously. We need all the tools we can to fight it effectively. I'm not suggesting that the law is the only tool. We need education as well. But we need every tool at our disposal to fight anti-Semitism effectively. We can't find ourselves fighting anti-Semitism with one hand tied behind our back. And that's why the Jewish community, virtually all the main organisations of the Jewish community, state and federal, and many other national Jewish organisations have come out united against these amendments. Of course, there's always going to be a small number of individuals in the Jewish community who, for reasons of political ideology, will oppose our stance and who align themselves with the ideological right of politics, and they see everything in those black and white, left and right terms. Well, we don't dance to the tune of the ideological left or the ideological right. We dance to our own tune.
And we are talking to Peter Wertheim, Executive Director of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. And you are listening to SBS Radio Broadcasting Around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Mr. Wertheim, I wanted to ask you, I mean, the words harass and humiliate, they don't exist now?
The word humiliate exists now, and the government wants to remove it.
But intimidate, it's not... It doesn't exist, intimidate?
Yes, the word intimidate exists now, and that's the one word that the government is prepared to leave in its place. But if the new test is going to be harass or intimidate, this is a very stringent test. When somebody publishes some virulent anti-Semitic commentary or any kind of racist commentary that involves derogatory generalizations about entire groups based on their ethnicity or the colour of their skin, most often there is no harassment or intimidation involved. It's just a venting of prejudice, and nobody could really prove to the legal standard that this is a form of harassment or intimidation. At most, in some cases where there's a repeated hounding of somebody or an individual, maybe that might apply. But in the majority of cases that are now covered by the law, they won't be covered if the amendments are passed, because they don't rise to the level of a legal definition of harassment and intimidation.
Mr. Wertheim, why now the Prime Minister is trying to change the legislation?
I can only speculate that this has to do with internal coalition politics. I don't think it has anything to do really with the true merits of the issue. There have been a number of cases that have been given a lot of publicity in parts of the media where complaints were made under Section 18C and they were dismissed or they were withdrawn. According to opponents of the legislation, the process was the punishment. The people against whom the complaints were made won their case, but they had to pay a lot of money and it took a lot of time and a lot of stress out of them. So they are saying that because of that process, the whole law should be scrapped. What we're saying is that in this branch of the law and in just about every other branch of the law, you will get abuses of process. You will get people bringing claims which don't have merit. That doesn't mean that you scrap the entire law and you don't have any laws. What it means is that you try to fix up the process. And we support the attempts that are being made at the moment to improve the complaints handling process so that trivial or frivolous complaints are not able to be brought or they can be dismissed more quickly than is presently the case. So those sort of procedural changes, as far as we're concerned, are fine and we don't have any problem with them and we've supported them. What we oppose is the overreach that is involved in trying to get rid of the law itself or to try to water it down to the point where it will no longer be effective, or at least no longer be as effective as it was. We need this law. We use it as a tool every day in our work against racism. And to get rid of the law itself or to try to weaken the law itself as distinct from the complaints handling process is to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and we're opposed to that.
Peter Wertheim, Executive Director of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, thank you very much.